Lord, like you want us to praise you. Lord, just give us the grace, Lord, each and every day to do thy perfect will, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we ask that you have your way in this service. Bless it, Lord. Bless each one. And Lord, just keep our ears open for the hearing of thy word. Lord, just bless it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated if you like. Amen. Turn to page 589 in your only belief. I can't even walk. Praise God. Without his grace in my life. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't mercy and his grace walks with us each and every day. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Page 309. Same books. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew still on the roses. hear, falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He was with me, and He talked with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. He speaks, and the sound of His voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to is ringing, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy as ever known. I'd stay in the garden with Him, though the night around me be falling, but He bears His voice to me is calling, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. Amen. You so thankful you're one of His own. Praise God. Let's sing that little chorus, Master of the Wind. Amen.
I know the Master of the Wind. I know the Maker of the rain. He can calm the storms, make the sun shine again. I know the Master of the again, I know the Master of the Wind.
Amen. Yes, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be thy precious name, O God. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, you're so merciful. Lord, Jesus, just bless us, O God. Lord, let us do thy perfect will. Amen. Yes. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm to make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Yes, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, dear Heavenly Father. Glory be your precious name. Lord, you are the great thou art. Lord, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, in your heart, in my heart. Lord, you're so precious. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just thought of another little song. Sanctuary. Lord, amen. I want the Lord to take my life over and let me be that sanctuary for him. Amen. 316. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a with thanksgiving. Praise God. Amen. It will be a shining light every day for him. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Brother Amos, would you like to come up and take the offering? Amen. Praise God. Let's sing, Where Would I Be Without Jesus? Amen.
Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity?
Anybody have a need on their heart tonight? Amen. Brother Dino, you want to take that?
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Lord Jesus, oh, we love you. How we appreciate you so very much. Lord, as we sing these precious little songs of worship that glorifies you and glorifies your greatness and your great love that you have for us. Oh, how we just, sometimes our heart just can't hardly seem to comprehend, Lord, to be able to express, Lord, what's in our hearts. It just so tremendous. Lord, when we sing those little songs like we want to be a living sanctuary. Oh, how true that is, Lord. We just want to be that submissive wife to you, yielded to you that you could have the full and complete preeminence of. We're so thankful for your word, Lord. And above everything, our request tonight, Lord, first and above all things, is, Lord, we pray for revelation. We pray, Lord, that you reveal your word to us, whatever portion that we have need of, and you know what it is, Lord. You know exactly what it is in our hearts that we lack, the revelation we do lack. And, Lord, only you are the one that can take care of that. I can't depend on anybody else here to do it for me, though they may love me as much as they do, and we may love them as much as we do. But, Lord, there's only one that can do it, and that's you. So we ask for revelation tonight, Lord, even tonight as the word comes forth. We ask you speak to our hearts. Oh, God, and just bring it forth, Lord. Bless the brother as he brings it forth. Make it easy for him. Lord Jesus, may be able to feel us pulling and hungering for the word of God. Make it easy for him, we ask. And, Lord, all the other requests, you know everyone's heart. You know the very desire. You know the very thoughts that's in their mind. We ask, oh, God, that according to the will of God, that you would answer their request. Oh, Lord Jesus, may they not fail to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. May they testify of your glorious ways and what you're doing for them. Oh, we love you now, Lord, and praise you for all that you're doing in our lives. Just want to just tell you again, Lord, from the depthness of my heart, you are so wonderful. You are so precious. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Thank you, Lord, for the precious life that you've given forth in this day, the precious desire. Oh, God, I love you. May you just have your way in the remainder of the service now, as we will make sure that you, yes, you, Lord, get all the glory and the praise and the honor. We ask it in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Amen. Praise God.
You may be seated. Anybody have a special burning on their hearts tonight they'd like to sing? Anybody know? Just sing that little chorus, He is here. She's playing there. Amen. He is here. So thankful he has his little hand upon this little place. Yes, amen.
Let's sing a little chorus. I love him as we ask Brother Timothy to come forth. Amen.
Because he first.
to your name. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to have been here already. Lord, to feel the sweetness of your precious Holy Spirit. And Lord, to know that you are with us. And Lord, we're just so thankful to serve a living God. And Lord, as we've come this night, Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word, Lord. Lord, may it be to the edifying of your body, Lord. Some way, Lord, some way. And Lord, we just never fail to praise you, Lord, and to give you the glory and the honor. For Lord, all glory and honor is due unto you. For you are the Almighty. Oh, the great I am. Our all in all, Lord. And we love you and appreciate you. And we just ask you to have your way now in the remainder of this service. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you love him?
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Amen. Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's precious. Amen. My, I tell you, he's just so wonderful to us. It's so good to be here tonight. You know, telling her brother outside, I really enjoyed that this morning. Said, you're more welcome to go right on. There's a lot of things in there. Oh, my. Feed and feed and feed on the Word of God. And my, it seems like, you know, things you've heard before, it's never old. And it just seems like it grows greater and bigger every time you hear it. And more of a reality from it. And more of an understanding as you grow in Christ. And just so thankful for what God places in our hearts and the things he shows us. My, he's so wonderful. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to John, the first chapter. Very familiar scripture, but just got a little something on my heart. You know, as our pastor was speaking this morning about different offices, my, sometimes you just like to be able to get in there, and there's so much. If you're not called to that, that's not your place, and you just can't. It don't matter how hard you try, it'll never come together. But, you know, whatever your part is, it doesn't matter whether it's singing or whatever. Whatever God gives us to do, let's do it with all our heart, to our, the best of the ability that he gives us, and let him use it to his glory. Amen. Each one of us. It don't matter whether we're preaching, whether we're singing, whether we're cleaning the church, whatever our obligation is here. My, do all unto the Lord with all your heart. Amen. And see that he won't get the glory out of it some way. Amen. Oh, let's read this little scripture. My, these scriptures we're going to read here, we've heard them many, many times, and they're very, probably known by heart, but they're powerful. And they mean so much. If you just open your heart and let the words just really dwell on it. Don't think it's just a brother reading a scripture, but just let it be personal and just really think about what they mean to you as an individual. Amen. You know, as God has revealed them to you. Amen. Here in John, the first chapter, but he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. And that light shining in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And then the 14th verse. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. My, that's all about him. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, as we're beginning to look at this, I've just been dwelling on just some things on my heart, you know, and my, just got to thinking about this precious scripture. And then let's turn over to Colossians. My, you know, I may not do a lot of what you might call preaching tonight. We might just do some reading. Amen. But these things are just let the words just dwell in your heart. You know, sometimes it gets read a lot, and maybe sometimes we don't quite listen to it like we should. But just let the meaning of it sink down in your heart, what God has done for you and what these scriptures mean to us. My, it's, you know, it's so precious to see when your eyes can see what God has done, where he's brought you from, and where he's
taking you to and all the mighty things He's done in your life from this point to that point. My saints, He's wonderful. Here in Colossians, the first chapter, and let's begin here about the 13th, or we'll start at the 12th verse. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn among every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Amen. Glory. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether there be things on earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for this body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations and is now made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of that mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. But my, the riches of this mystery. Oh, my saints. When we can see what God is doing in this age. And my, how so many beliefs go through the land. Oh, it's three gods. And God the Father. And it was God the Son. And it was God and the Holy Ghost. But no, when you can look back with the revelation God has brought in this hour. And you look into that scripture and you see, in the beginning was God. Yeah. All by Himself in the Word. And He was the Word. Hallelujah. Yeah. And my, and then to see it come over here in the 14th verse, and He said, and He was made flesh. And He come dwell and dwelt among us. My saints, and Brother Branham said, I didn't bring a quote with me, but Brother Branham said, when He come to Mary, hallelujah. He said, that was He created the very blood that was in that child. He wasn't the blood of a Jew. He wasn't the blood of a Gentile. It was the very blood of God. God created in the womb of Mary a woman that had not knew a man, didn't know no relationships. And it was above all almost impossible. I'm sure at that time everybody said, there ain't no way. But God in His greatness formed that body for Him to come to earth to dwell in. Made a flesh body, saints, with spoken word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just think of it, saints, how great that was then. That God, you know, she didn't know a man, and the time came, and here come that child on the scene. And God come and dwelt on the earth in Himself, manifested through a flesh body, and hung on the cross and was pierced, and all the scriptures lined up to prove that that was God. Amen. Manifested for us in this day. That blood was spilled to cover my sins, your sins, to make a way back for us. Oh, my. Hallelujah. You know, and I was thinking, I'm going to read here a little bit in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. It's not, there's so many things here you could preach forever and ever and ever. But I just, a few little nuggets, I don't know, I'm praying it'll, for some reason God laid this on my heart. And no more than I've got, I was using my computer, and I, it, Last moment, I hit a button, and I don't know what I'd done, but I froze it up, and it quit working after I got this last quote printed off that I had. And I just said, Lord, that must be it. There ain't no more. I tried for 15 minutes to fix that thing, and I couldn't fix it. I don't know. But, you know, if it's just a couple words, as long as it will help someone somewhere, strengthen one person say, oh, you don't know what that one little quote meant to me. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. To help us, to keep us stirred up, to keep us burning, to keep us, whatever God wants brought, bring it out for the people. Hey, man, we're here to serve God, a living God. And as the word comes forth, the word this morning, there shouldn't have been a sadness in our hearts. I was telling my wife as we were traveling down the road, I said, you know, there was a time that might have really pinched my toes. There was a time that may have really shaved the hide off my back. And I would have had to have been the one cringing and saying, Lord, and don't think that I didn't need what was brought this morning, because I found some wonderful things in there to help me grow greater in Christ. But you know, saints, that didn't hurt me. But there was a longing in my heart. I want to be just like what was read. There ain't no thing, well, I don't think I need to be that way, right? No, there's a longing in my heart. It don't matter when the word comes forth. There's that longing placed down deep inside that's drawing, pulling. Lord, I want to be just like that. And I pray each one of us are experiencing that greater in our lives. We're just not church members. We're just not people filling pews. But we're as individuals before God. We may gather in this building, but as individuals before God, we have come in with that desire. Lord, I am your wife. I am that bride of Christ. I am the part of that bride. By faith, I know I'm in that number. My saints, and that's what makes the drawing. It's a love relationship. As you come here and hear that word, or listen to the word over a tape, or whatever way you may get it, it's a relationship between you and God. It's not about hearing a man preach. It's not about hearing a certain church sing songs. But it's a relationship between you and God, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And then in turn, he's telling you and breaking down himself, revealing to you of himself and expressing it to you. My saints, how precious he is. Hallelujah. But I just want to read this here in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, page 22. We'll start here. He says, this is about the bottom page. This book's not marked in paragraphs, but on page 22, he says, notice God had a threefold purpose in this great mystery secret. God in his mystery, great mystery secret that he had before the world began, he got a threefold purpose in it. And now what we want to go up on this morning is what that threefold purpose, see? Now I believe by the help of God who's present, and he'll show it to us. Now if he had this threefold purpose, we want to find out what is this threefold purpose. And the first thing was that God wanted to reveal himself to the people. And he couldn't do it as great Jehovah God who covered all space, time, and eternity. He could not. He's too great to ever be revealed to people. And each one of us, as being a human being, we can realize that if God hadn't have took the steps that he did and just placed us here on earth and then all one day just come down and said, I want to reveal myself to you and told you all this, well, you'd think you would never comprehend. And the human mind can never comprehend God. And that's why, as we see how God, down through the time, took all the steps that he did to bring about the plan of his great plan. My, as he says here, the first thing, he couldn't do it as a great Jehovah God who covered all space, time, and eternity. He could not. He's too great to ever be revealed to people because it would be too mysterious. How could the great being that never did begin, and that after you went beyond the cycle of hundreds of billions and trillions of years of light space, and on out into infinity, and into the eternity, and a great creature that was all of that, and still is. Amen. He says, but what he wanted to do, he loved fatherhood, for he was a father. And the only way that he could express it was to become a son of man. That's the reason Jesus kept saying, the son of man, see? They didn't know what he was talking about, many of them. But now you get it, he wanted to express himself. That was one of the great threefold purposes, was to express himself, identify himself with human beings, to reveal his self in Christ. Secondly, to have the preeminence in his body of believers, that is his bride, that he might live in a people. Now, he could not do that in Adam and Eve, but sin separated them. Now, he could do that in Adam and Eve, but sin separated them. So now there had to be some way to get it back again. Oh, my. Oh, now this is rich to me, just to even think of it, see what God's purpose was. Now, why didn't he just keep Adam and Eve like that? And then he would never have been able to express his fullness, his full attribute, because he could not, He could have been a father there, that's true. But also, he's a Savior, you say. How do you know he was? He is, because I've had that experience, see? He is a Savior, and he had to express that. How could he do it? Only through Christ. How could he be a son? Only through Christ. How could he be a healer? Only through Christ. See, all things are wound up in that one person, Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Hallelujah. And when I think of it, I just see denominations pass off the scene, everything else just going, see? When I see God's great purpose reveal himself, and having first to reveal himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and then to bring the fullness of that Godhead bodily into a people, that he could have the preeminence, the oversight, and the leading. Amen. My saints, when you look at God's picture, and you just look at the word that God has allotted in this age and the many things he's brought and showed us. And then you can look back and you can see God's plan in action. And you can see it all the Old Testament up declaring Christ was coming, and then Christ come on the scene. And then the word started coming. And then our blood, this atonement was made. And then on the day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ himself came back on the scene. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God and... Oh, in the spirit form. My saints, just when you the magnitude of God, he is the Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When you can see that in reality. You know, let's read that. Let me see here. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, he had to have that people first that he can manifest through. There had to be people here for that. He says here, I believe it's in the Easter seal. Amen. Get a little out of my note form here, but amen. He says here in the Easter seal, preached April 10, 1965. He says, notice God's life, which is Greek called Zoe, moving through them and quicken their minds to his word. Amen. Let me see. I've made better weight. Let's read this here first. This is in Christ's Mystery of God Revealed, about paragraph 158. He says, therefore, if any Trinitarian here would just let yourself loose a minute, you could see that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost is not three gods. It's three attributes of the same God. See, it's an expression. Father, he wanted to be a father, and he was Father. He was a Son. He is the Holy Ghost, and the Father and the Holy Ghost is the same Spirit. Don't you see? You get it? And the congregation says amen. Not three gods. The devil has told you things to make an idolater out of you. It's one God expressed in three attributes, to be a Father, to be a Savior, to be a Son, to be a healer. See, in his expressions. And I want to coast just a little bit that even people listening to this tape will get the idea that can see. It would take me around the clock, just each one of those subjects, but I hope I make it clear enough to you that you can see what I'm coming to see. God expressed in Jesus Christ, who was both Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church. Amen. Amen. Who's the church? The individual, the called out ones. Amen. And he says, dwells in the church, the preeminence is all that God was, he poured into Christ. And all Christ was poured into the church, the believers. All Christ was. Amen. Every action, every motion that moved through his body, he poured in to that special body of believers. Amen. When he thought in his great mind, he looked down through time and he see in each one of us in his mind that would be in that would make up that body, the bride of Christ. At that time, he predestinated us. At that time, our sins was washed away. All in the thoughts of God, before we ever came down here to start acting out this journey as our brother was bringing, it was all finished back there. So God finished it there. And then we come down on this earth and each one of us was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But just listen, as Brother Branham says here, he says, now God's life, which is this is in the Easter seal, paragraph 125. Notice, God's life, which is the Greek called Zoe, moving through them and in them, quickening their minds to his word. Now let me say it real quietly now. The Spirit of God that moves among the people quickens the mind of the person to the promise of God. See, it does it. Look, I'm trying to show you that, let you realize that I'm speaking now of the church also quickened to life in him. Although they was only his attributes to begin with. But if God said in this day, back in the beginning, that John Doe will be my servant millions of years ago. Now John Doe is born in sin. shaped in iniquity and come to this world speaking lies because he's mortal. But maybe he gets a little religious feeling and he'll go join a church. Maybe he'll join a Pentecostal church. Don't know. He might join anything. Might join a message church. I put that in there. Might join anything. But let him get under the atmosphere of God once. And John Doe is bound to recognize who his father is. Amen. Bound to recognize. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe the words are placed just right for a reason. Amen. Oh, my. It says, John Doe is bound to recognize who his father is, just as that eagle recognized who the mother was. It's got to realize it, see? Only that John Doe is God's attribute that became a word spoken. And then the Holy Spirit seeks that word out. Here it is. He calls him and gives him everlasting life and brings him into the presence of God, God's word. Look, God had the same when he saw Jesus. It was the finished work that God finished with Jesus when he said, it's finished. All the plan was finished at that time. Amen. Amen. And when the Spirit of God comes upon you and you are truly one of God's attributes that he's spoken of now, if you're not, you'll wander and frustrate, run here and there and everything else and never come to the knowledge of the truth. If you are one of those, the old things pass away right quick, see, and you become new and the plan of salvation is finished. And you're ready to obey every word that God ever spoke to you, see, for you to do. You're submissive to his word. The contract, exactly the abstract to the contract. And the title deed belongs to you and the debts are all paid. And it struck off as it was the day of Pentecost. Amen. Amen. And saints, I believe God knew what he said when he said, you'll recognize that word. You know that seed's in there. It can't help but recognize it.
Amen.
And many sometimes get to thinking they're backslid or, oh, one of these days I'll get back right. No, if you had what that life of Christ laying inside of you, it would be driving you to get you back to that place. Not saying that you can't backslide. I didn't mean that. But my saints, but to live in sin and think you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're a full person. My saints, because when God's life comes on the inside, God's works you will do. A tree will bring forth of its fruit. Amen. Every seed will bring forth of its kind. I don't care. It'll have to. And if that word's been spoken in the right light, if that atmosphere of God ever surrounds that seed, it'll spring to life and bring forth just what God wanted it to do. But my saints, it was God in the beginning, God in the middle, in Jesus Christ. In the form, and now it's a many-member body of Christ, starting even at the day of Pentecost, when God began to come and indwell in human flesh, in the body of believers. My, and placed a part of himself in each one, and sent the Holy Spirit down to confirm his word. My, how it ought to create such a joy in our hearts to see that God started this work, and God will finish this work in our lives. Amen. We don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to wonder. No, but if it's truly genuine down on the inside, there is a boldness, a firmness that comes with it. It'll burn itself in there. You don't have to try to figure God out and wonder how he... But no, you know God's got the situation in his hands. Amen. My, you know, we just sometimes, you just wish, there's so many things. Oh, you just... It just makes you happy. Amen. You can't help it. It causes a joy in your heart. He just burns in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I like this little quote here. He said, this is in He Cares, Do You Care, preached July 21st, 63. He said, I see many of you writing scriptures down, so I may refer to this if you don't know it many times. I write the scripture. Let's see. He said, when the Holy Spirit has come, who the Father would send in His name, He would testify of Him. In other words, He would do the same thing He did, the Holy Spirit working through a tabernacle that He had sanctified. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. His Holy Spirit, He sanctified it. Yeah. My saints, He's done it all. He is the all in all. If we could just let that strike our hearts, so much greater. He's done it all. It is finished.
Amen.
Oh, my. He says, He would do the same thing He did. The Holy Spirit working through a tabernacle that He had sanctified would do the same thing that He did. Now what that ought to do for us, then we know that right among us today we have the same comforting Lord Jesus in the form of the Holy Ghost. Another office that God himself is working in. Amen. I want to, for some reason, I just feel that to make sure that it's God in the form of the Holy Ghost working in a people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was a comfort to Israel when they could look up and see the pillar of fire and hear the prophet speak the words that was true and God vindicated. That was their comfort. He was a comfort when he was here on earth as a man, God made flesh. God representing himself and expressing himself through a man, Christ Jesus, who promised that the works that I do shall you do also. And I am going to the Father and going to send back the Holy Spirit, which will be me in spirit form. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And I'll be with you and dwell in you, and the very same things that I've done here, the Holy Spirit will do again in my name when he comes. See, that's why he said to speak against that. Now, after the atonement's already made, it was an unpardonable sin to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. My saints, in spirit form, he would do the same works. Declare his same actions, his same life back through a people. It won't be different. It won't be because we're human. That life can't live. No. God will take a people completely over, so into his preeminence, so much that he would have the oversight, so much that he would have the leading, that his life would be exactly expressed again through a many-membered body. It's not a fairy tale. It's not something that someone said. It is the absolute truth, and it will take place in a group of people on this earth. Amen. It will be finished. Hallelujah. See, he says here, this is in things. This is in the token message. I believe it was the one preached in September of 63. In paragraph 96, he says it has to be because a woman and her husband become one. They become one, and so does the bride in Christ become one. The ministry of the bride and the ministry of Christ is the same. Remember these former treaties, O Theophilus. Have I wrote unto you that Jesus began to do and continues to do? His death did not stop him. No, sir, he returned again. Not a third person, but the same person returned again in the form of the Holy Ghost to continue the work on and continues on, said the book of Acts. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the token. That's the sign. When Peter and John passed through the gates called Beautiful, there laid a man who had been crippled, lame from his mother's womb. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See? And they talked to him and know that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they had taken notice to them that they had been with Jesus. See? The token was there displaying, see, such as I have. Seeing a poor fallen brother laying there crippled and disfigured and everything. The same life that was in Christ was in them, such as I have. Yeah. Today it may not be an actual crippled man as far as in the flesh. It could be a crippled brother in spirit, a crippled brother that needs spiritual help, that needs someone to pray for him, maybe someone to uplift him. Brother, this is all I've got is the joy of my salvation, but let me share it with you. Let me let you just feed on it, draw from it, brother. You can have it too if you want it. Oh, my saints, may we. It's not all about healing and laying on of hands and the great mighty things that happen, but just the little things that God will use to manifest his life. How many people do you think that God touched that never got wrote about? You know, I wonder how many times there was just little things that didn't get recorded that was done. Maybe there wasn't any. But my, just to walk in the presence of God, I'm sure there was things happening all the time. And to record all that would took place would have probably took page after page after page. But just to realize that to walk in his presence, is just to see that after his resurrection and after the day of Pentecost, just the ones that laid in the shadow of Peter and Paul and the different ones and was healed. Oh, my saints, how great is our God. How great he is. Amen. Mine, he can live that same life through me and you. That same exact life, that same power is here today. It didn't die. It didn't get weaker. It's still just as strong. And with a genuine revelation, humility to God, walking in submission to God, as our brothers started bringing this morning, walking according to that word, the mighty things that God wants to do can still be done and will be done when God wants it done. Amen. It's not about what we want to do. You know, that Peter and John in those days back there, they didn't think about all them great healing things going to take place. I'm sure they didn't think about, they wanted to go do all of that. My, but it just started happening. Why? Because God indwelled himself, poured out the Holy Spirit in him, and filled him with himself. And he couldn't help but to express his very life back out. Why? Because it was the same life that was in Jesus Christ, and it poured into them. And it's poured over into every age, and it's come back in its fullness in this age. God in spirit form, working through a people to bring every word back to life. Back to a realization that Jesus Christ is alive today. My, and living in a people. Hallelujah. As he says here, he says, and see, that same life that was in Christ was in them, such as I have. In my name ye shall cast out devils, not I will, you will. And if you say to this mountain, not if I say, if you say to this mountain. Oh, brother, the hour of that token to be displayed is at hand, and we can see it. And we know that we are near the end now. And we brought all kind of messages up to show signs and wonders. And now here we come back for what the church has got to do. The token has got to be displayed. Because when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Nothing else would work. It must be the blood. The Holy Ghost is our token from God. Amen. Amen. My saints, oh, I just thank God to see that he is still able to transform lives. Amen. He's still in the form of the Holy Ghost can take up person. Each one of you may have experienced it at different times. In your life, I pray you have, every one of us sitting here, I pray we have truly experienced God's transforming power in our lives. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit to take you from what you was and to make you into something you wasn't. And to put that old behind you and bring it to reality that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. My saints, I pray that, you know, the many things God has delivered us from, the many things we have overcome or he has overcome through you, because in yourself you can't. Don't ever look at those things and say, oh, it was just a little thing. Every step you've taken in life, God has used it to get you where you're at tonight. And every step you take from here on was ordained of God, just as those you took there was, to bring about God's purpose, his manifestation in this hour, that he would get the glory and the honor, saints, all for him, not for just us, amen, not for you and me, but for God be the glory. Amen. Oh, my. That he would be praised and worshiped. Glory that he, you know, oh, my. Hallelujah. And so often what happens when men have healing campaigns and God uses and gives gifts for healing and it's not the men doing the healing, but people look at it wrong and then God don't get no glory. He don't get no respect back from it. When he does mighty things, when he comes in and moves in a service, a lot of times they place it on the song, oh, that's a gifted song leader. God's got gifted song leaders. But it's God, look at that, give God the glory. If God comes in a mighty moving way in a service, it's God that wanted to come and move. It wasn't the song leader. It was God himself that wanted to have that move. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. When a brother can get up and minister the word and it comes right down the line and it strikes your heart, don't lift that man up. Don't cause that man to have more burdens or grief. But oh, give God the glory. Thank God for what he's given you. Thank God for what he brings to you, mine. That he would be glorified. Oh, my. His praises would be shouted and sang. Amen. You know, Brother Branham talked about that a lot, how he'd say, when they, you know, they'd have the meetings, he said, always kind of bothered him when he would go and they'd say, oh, come here, Brother so-and-so, preach tonight. Come here, the great evangelist is in town. And there was nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ on the sign or whatever. But my, how it ought to be, oh, come, see if the Lord's not there tonight. Amen. Amen. Come meet the Lord. That's what our desire ought to be. Not just come to church, but oh, come meet the Lord. Amen. Come get in his presence and let him work with your heart. Let him deal with your heart and see what he would have for you. My, so precious. Amen. This is in an absolute. This is. Amen. Hallelujah. I just, amen, hallelujah. Yeah, he says, let's read this. He says, and this is in the Uniting Time and Sign. He says, paragraph 118, preached August 18th, 1963. He says, now wake up, shake yourself right quick, and look out here where you're at. Where are we? Like those wise men, we're right in line with his word. The light of the Lord is shining upon our path. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God who give us Jesus Christ, who we love and has brought us to this place. And as we are his people, bought with the price of his blood. Oh my, when the uniting time comes, we're looking like we united with one another in the bonds of his spirit. Can it be his spirit? Sure, it's his spirit. Why is it? It's his word. And he is the spirit of the word. And when the Spirit of the promise comes upon you and vindicates and shows itself right here, is it the same Spirit? It was the one that was with Moses in the wilderness. It was the one that was upon Jesus Christ. He's the one that met Saul on the road to Damascus. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he does the same thing. Amen. And then here in an absolute, you sisters can come to the instruments. He says here, he says, notice, Moses had the fire. The fire was in Moses because whatever Moses said, it wasn't Moses, it was God speaking, and he performed his sign because the pillar of fire left the bush. Amen. Amen. Glory. Come on, Moses. Amen. Oh, brother, do you see what I mean? That same Jesus that went up and come back again on the day of Pentecost in the form of the Holy Ghost and fire, it should be upon the people doing the same thing he did because he said it would do it. Where are we at? See what I mean? Moses, the fire was in Moses. It left the bush. Come on, Moses. We try to put the fire in the furnace. That's about all we got. What we need is a Holy Spirit fire. The same pillar of fire that led Israel. Sure, oh, you say, no, Brother Branham, I'd be careful about that. Now, wait a minute. When Paul, that great theologian that had plenty of experience, but on the road to Damascus, he was stricken down. He looked up, and there was that pillar of fire, and he knew that was God. He had seen it vindicated in the Bible. It was God, and he called him Lord and said, Lord, who are you and what can I do? He said, I am Jesus, and that settled it. Paul had an absolute. He knew that the God of the Old Testament was Jesus Christ of the New, and there he was anchored. And nothing should move him, sure. He had the vindication. Why? The same pillar of fire that led his people out of Egypt into Israel and into Palestine. That same pillar of fire was standing there claiming to be Jesus Christ. And then he knowed where he was at. Then he was ready to go. As soon as he got healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, he was ready to go. Amen. And my saints here and anywhere might be listening in. Get the Holy Ghost and you'll be ready to go. Get filled with His Spirit. Get in His presence. And give God a chance to show you. This is life eternal. To know the one true God. And Jesus Christ, whom you send. Amen. Don't get a revelation of some man. Don't get a revelation of some church. But get a revelation of Jesus Christ. Let Him brand it into your heart. Let Him pour Himself out into you. And see that the works of God won't come into your life and change. Maybe you've got problems. Maybe you've got snares or things you need to lose that's in your life. But give God a chance. God can move them mountains, those obstacles that stands in your way. Amen. Whatever it may be, God will make a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is still the Almighty God. Amen. He is still moving. He's still alive. And I know that tonight He's still moving mountains. Amen. Even though you may not see what's going on tonight, somewhere God may be moving obstacles, moving things out of the way, moving for this one, that one. Might be one little elect somewhere down in the middle of nowhere. God's moving obstacles for that one's sake. Amen. Why? Because, oh, He said when one of God's little children gets on their knees, all hell begins to tremble. Amen. When you can begin to hear the heaven's bells ring, know someone's crying out, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. My saints, I pray, keep praying for those that may need God. Pray for those that need an uplifting hand. Maybe you can't speak to them to help them. Maybe you can't reach out and actually help them. But all prayer changes things. Don't ever forget, you cry out in prayer to God for a situation. You take it to Him and see if He won't honor. Oh my, you know, as you look back at the old Hezekiah, God told him he was going to die, and he said he turned his face to the wall and wept bitterly. And cried out to God, and God said, I'll give you 15 more years. Oh, my saints, God will hear a desperate cry, and He will answer. Oh, my, hallelujah. Oh, He's wonderful, hallelujah. Let's all stand. I don't know. Anybody got a song on your heart, I'm telling you? Hallelujah. My, I tell you, I've enjoyed the services today. We've just enjoyed being here. You know, it's just so wonderful to be able to come in with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Just worship the Lord and to set us listen to the Word. Oh, my saints, we're privileged to feel the freedom of the Holy Spirit. To feel it moving, wooing your hearts. My, how precious He is. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus as our brother comes. How great is our God. Amen. Amen.
How great is His word. He's the greatest one. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Amen. How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one. Amen. That ever was heard. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. How great is our God. How great is his word. He made us one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters. Oh, hallelujah. He Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your trust in him. He will lead you. He will guide you. Amen. Seemed like we used to hear a little song, To God Be the Glory. But I just can't seem to get to come to me. I don't know. Does anybody know the words of that song? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things he has done. I don't know. I've heard it or something, but I just can't get all the words come to it. But anyhow, all the glory goes to God. Amen. Don't you love him? He's so precious, so sweet. Amen. And I'm happy. Are you happy? Amen. Amen. You thankful for what God's doing for you? Amen. Let's sing that little chorus before we dismiss. Amen. Well, how's it go? Can't you see why I'm happy? Amen. Let's sing that together. Amen. Can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted. Can't you see why I'm happy? Yes, Lord. I've accepted the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Our heads bowed. Precious Lord, may each and every one of us here, Lord, be under submission to that word that was revealed through that prophet. Oh God, for he revealed you. He revealed your very word. And Lord, may we be so subject to it that everything, whether it may people call something, might be something they call small. But Lord, to us, every word is great. Every word is powerful, and Lord, your word is sharper and powerful and quicker than sharper than any two-edged sword.
And Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for the grace of God that's entered our lives in this time and age in which we live, to where, Lord, that word is precious to us. Thank you, Lord, for that election and your great elective love. We pray now that you'll just go with us again. Bring us back that next appointed time, if you should tarry. Coming back, Lord, to hear the precious word of God. For crying out for revelation, Lord, to be more like you, to be conformed to the image of your Son. Oh, bless us with that, Lord. May we just enter in now, Lord, to that precious, dedicated life like never before we've ever experienced. We ask it to your glory and honor in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted the word of the Lord, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4. Amen. You're dismissed. God richly bless you. Amen.
Glory to God.